Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad as well as the rewards of striving morning and evening. As we explained, that this part of the chapter, striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to show us that when a person is just striving a little bit in the morning portion, a portion of the morning, a portion of the evening, how much of rewards this person is getting. And when you find a person that is generally striving, he's not striving just for a portion of the morning or a portion of the evening. He's striving for days and sometimes months, and some people even years, striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what, just to imagine what reward a person is getting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with this chapter, today's hadith. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, يغفر الله للشهيد كل شيء إلا الدين رواه مسلم وفي رواية له القتل في سبيل الله يكفر كل شيء إلا الدين. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, Allah forgives every sin, every wrong of a martyr except debts. Allah تعالی forgives every wrong, every sin of a martyr except debts, D-E-B-T-S. Person is in debts. We'll explain this just now. Another narration has it, being killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala expiates, it forgives, is a means of forgiveness of everything, every sin, every guna, every wrong a person did. Being killed in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is a means of expiating, forgiving every person's, all his sins. Because of the reward of being killed, of becoming shaheed, is so high. So it is a means of expiating. Allah Ta'ala makes it as a means of wiping out all sins, everything that is wrong that this person may have committed, except debts. Ulama explained that under this word debts, it means all rights owing to people, not only financial rights, but every type of right that is owing to people. This is something that is very serious between one person and another person. He has usurped, may have taken away his right. So, in whichever way he has taken someone else's right, that this ability that, or this, the power that Allah Ta'ala has created within fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the high rank Allah has given a shaheed, has so much of power, so to speak, that it wipes out all sins except rights that are owing to other people. In other words, except debts that are owing to other people. So what we learn from here is that a person, if he's got any type of debts, he should try and come out of it as soon as possible. So this hadith is dealing with two different angles. One angle is where a person is getting rewarded, highly rewarded, for fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's showing us that high reward, but at the same time it's also showing us the seriousness of debts, seriousness of rights to people, that this is such a serious thing, that don't look at it as something light. Now just think about our position in ourselves and our society today, that if a person wants to upgrade his car, very simple, we just go to the bank. So we put ourselves into debt. Person wants a bigger home, wants a better home, no problem, bank, updating, upgrading, putting ourselves into debt. And look at what Shariat is teaching us. This is such a thing that even if you become a shaheed, then also this is not forgiven. Somebody now takes it upon themselves, they go and they pay it on your behalf. That's a different issue. Or if it is to do with other rights of people, if they forgive you, that is something separate. So what we need to do is to check into our lives. That have I done anything wrong to anybody? Start asking people for maaf. Don't wait for Shab-e-Barat to come. Don't wait for Ramadan to come. From now, so even if our life is to come away, Allah Ta'ala takes our life away, now we know we got a clean slate. I'm not owing anybody anything. I don't have any debts. And we should live a lifestyle such that we don't put ourselves into debts. Riba is another story, so to speak, altogether. That's another issue altogether, what the banks are doing and they're charging riba. That is another very serious crime. But in principle, just to be in debt is not something that's encouraged. Although it has become part and parcel of our lifestyle, that a person is owing money and he thinks nothing of it. End of the month, don't worry. End of the month comes, we start paying our bills. Whereas we should pay our bills immediately. If we got the financial means, don't wait for the end of the month. Immediately, as we explained, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. A person delaying in payment, that is a means of oppression. That is oppression by him delaying in payments. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of getting ourselves out of debt. Don't put ourselves into unnecessary debt. And the last thing we should ever consider is riba, where we go to the banks, borrow money and pay more than what we borrowed, thinking that this is fine. Here we can see how serious it is to put ourselves in debt. There was one musalli of ours who was a new Muslim, very touched by his story. So he came to tell me, new Muslim, can you imagine? So he came to tell me that he needed a car, and somebody told him that, why don't you go to the bank? There's so many different banks and you can borrow. He says, no, it's not good. I heard in a talk in the mosque that it's not good for a person to put himself into debt. So then this person told him, okay, if you don't want to go to the bank, what I'll do is, I'll lend you money. Not 1 cent extra you have to pay. Whatever the car costs you, I will lend you the money. Somebody at his work told him that this is what I'll do. Because he saw that this person was a principled person, was a good person. He said, let me help him this way. I'll lend you the money, and then you repay me whatever I lent you. Allah Ta'ala puts in people's hearts like this. Then also this new Muslim, this Musalli, said, even that I don't want to do. He said, but why? He says, because it's not good for a Muslim to go into debts. So I don't want to even go into debt. So Allah Ta'ala give us also that spirit. And he says, not long afterwards, Allah Ta'ala made some intizam, that money came, and then I bought the car cash. So I didn't need to borrow from anybody. Allah Ta'ala took care and made that intizam. So that should be our spirit. Unnecessarily, we don't put ourselves in any type of debts. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.